Blog Talk Radio.
This amazing night. This is your host, Cassie, and you know, on Sundays, we do the Enough is Love broadcast, Okay, yours truly is broadcasting. And I am going to try to get on Facebook because I really want you guys to see me live. And we're going to start that. But I hope everybody is having a great day, a great night. I hope you guys have had a great, safe weekend. You know, on Sunday nights, it's starting at 7 o'clock, we do the podcast for A Mother's Love, my book. And I really want you guys to tune in and like and share. I want you guys to pass it along because I know that you have some women that need this book, okay? And we talk about a lot of women issues. We're going to talk about topics as far as suicide, bipolar, mental illness. Last week we talked about, trying to see what was the topic last week. Last week's topic, we'll try to pull it up. It was talking about, he said he didn't want any babies, but you got pregnant. Is it his responsibility? Do you know that I had over like 450 people to visit that site? And you know, we're on Blog Talk Radio. And you can tune in. And let me give you the number for Blog Talk Radio. It's 563-999-3682. And for anyone that has a comment or question, if you want to tune in, if you want to, you know, have a comment, you want to have something to say, you want to have a conversation, please feel free to call in. And this is every Sunday night, and we're going to, you know, do a lot of podcasting as far as my book is concerned. Like I said, I'm trying to get it into the different prisons. I'm trying to just do a parenting group. And if you want to contact me, I'll give you my email. It's Hard Truth, HARDTRUTHZ, 12 at gmail.com. And that is, you can, you know, call me, FaceTime me, Facebook me on Hard Truth, and you can get in touch with me that way. If anybody wants to come in and do like a commercial or anything, you can email me and we can work something out with that. And also, I come on Thursdays at 7 p.m. and we do more of a Black community family, just really being B1 first. And we're very much aware of the Black community and the issues going on. So we do a lot of discussing the Black issues. And we are raw and we're not, nobody's a baby. So we don't, you know, play around. We go into the nitty gritty and we get to the root of the problems. I just know that there's a lot going on in the Black community and we really need to take care of that. And the one on Thursdays is 2 hours long. It's from 7 o'clock. And it's the same call-in number at 563-999-3682 if you want to tune into that on Thursdays. Okay, we do 2 hours, but tonight we're only doing an hour. And we are going to talk about he's already had has babies, okay? He's not taking care of those. Now you're pregnant. Now what? Okay? That is the topic for tonight. Let's say it. Let's go over it again. The topic is he already has babies, okay? Meaning he already has 5 babies. And now you're pregnant, okay? And you think that he's going to take care of yours even if he's not taking care of the other 5. Let's talk about that. Let's really get into that. I don't understand. I see a lot of this, and I really want to go deep. I really want to go to the root of that. What's causing you to really understand and to believe that because you have his baby, and you've already seen the past, you've already seen what kind of parent, you've already seen what kind of dad, you've already seen his mechanism, you've already seen how he operates with the other children, right? And you see that he's not spending a whole lot of time with those. And I know it's time for our men to boost it up. I do understand that. But you have to understand in the past, okay, and this we're going all the way back because I believe slavery stuff, because we did not get the treatment that we needed, the trauma's still there, the residue of slavery is still there. Back in slavery days, you have to understand what our men were made for and what they were bought for, okay? They was either bought for master to have sex with, or they were bought over here to have babies with different women, okay? They were like breeders, okay? Am I right? Okay? I see people watching. You can comment, you know, in the comment section. They were breeders, okay? And you have to understand that passed down from generation to generation, okay? Because even now, if you think back, your dad had, you know, now if you're really honest, some of your fathers have babies outside of besides your mom, right? Okay? And even grandpa he had, you know, maybe another family, another whole family in some cases, right? Okay, let's go back now. Remember that. Okay, these men were used to having other families, okay? So in slavery, he had a woman here. He had the woman in the first cabin. He had a woman in the second cabin, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth cabin. Did he not? Okay, because that's what his job was, okay? He was not bought to marry. He was not bought on the plantation to do anything but two things, either have sex with master or he was having sex with several different women, okay? Let's not forget that, okay? And we look at him and we wonder, why? What's going on with our men today? Okay, that passed down from generation to generation. Yes, some tried to do it right, and you have some men out there that's trying, okay? They are trying to do it right, and we're going to give it to them because we're going to get into talking, you know, we're not all, it's not always bad here. You know, I'm not here to dog men. I'm not here to make our men because I love our kings. I think they're amazing. I know nobody's perfect. We're not, we women aren't perfect. Our kings aren't either. But I want us to understand, ladies, when we, you know, what's going on really, what's going on inside of us when we look at this man and you see that he has five other babies and he's not taking care of one of them, okay, not financially, not emotionally. He's not spending time. He's not picking them up, having a daddy day. He's not taking them to get ice cream. He's not playing football with them. He is doing absolutely nothing with that child. And then you turn around and get pregnant. Then you get mad because he's not there. Or you're mad because he's not spending time. You're mad because he's not helping you financially. But guess what? You saw that before you got pregnant. This is what I want us ladies to think about. Look, we cause a lot of stuff to come on ourselves. We cause a lot of hurt and harm to come on us because we're thinking out of the box. We're thinking, man, you know, I'm going to do this with this man. You know, yeah, he didn't do it for her, but he's going to do it for me. Well, help me to understand, how is he going to do it for you when he didn't do it for her? It's not going to change overnight. Now, let me just tell you one thing. Now, this man decides to marry you, okay, and then you, now you've talked about having babies, then you're doing it different, okay? Then he's doing it different. He marries you, so obviously he's taking it to another level with you. Okay, now you can talk about the marriage, you're talking about the babies, you're talking about, you know, job and what it is you expect him to do. But a lot of times we're expecting men to do something that they were not taught by whom? They were not taught by dads, because a lot of our men grew up without having fathers in the home, right? So a lot of what we want them to do, we want them to be responsible husbands. We want them to be fathers. We want them to be financially responsible. But who taught them? Because a lot of their mother's boyfriends didn't show them that. Because a lot of their mothers was taking care of the boyfriend. The boyfriend was abusive, not just to you, not just to her, but to you also. So let's think back. Now, come on, let's go back. Let's go back. We're getting mad about stuff, ladies. We're getting upset about stuff, but we have no reason to be upset because you saw what was going on with him beforehand. You saw what he was about before you laid down with him. Am I correct? Yeah, you saw it. You saw it. But guess what? You thought, well, I'm gonna change him. We're gonna do this different. I'm with him and we rocking it, we kicking it, and we're gonna do it this way. No. You're going to do it the same way he's been doing it in the past unless you have that license, unless you get married. Then you should expect something to be different because you've already discussed it. But if he's already shown you his pattern, what makes you think he's going to change that pattern in the middle of the game? You have to understand that training is not there. We're looking for our men to do something that they were never taught to do. Remember in the 70s, okay, when Reagan and Nixon were in office, okay, they put drugs in our neighborhood on purpose to divide the family, right? Okay, so we came out of slavery. Now, walk with me through this. We came out of slavery, okay? The civil rights, Martin Luther King, okay, before Martin Luther King, we was getting on our feet. Our men was beginning to marry, beginning to do something right, okay, trying to do it different, okay? So they were getting married. And then Martin Luther King came along with the Civil Rights Movement, which he taught you how to sit on the front of a bus instead of the back of the bus, but didn't teach you how to buy the bus company, okay? He didn't teach you how to buy, how to invest, how to become entrepreneurs. We had our own businesses. We should have stayed like that. But instead, we wanted to get up under our enemies again. We had just come from under our enemies in slavery. We were doing really well, like Black Wall Street. We had our own 200 cities, okay? we had our own. And what did we do? We gave it up to get back up under our enemies, come together with them. We came and got in their schools, got in, we trying to make them feed us in their restaurants. And what did they do? They spit in your faces. But we didn't care about that. We wanted to be their equal. We wanted to be equal, not understanding we were already equal. We were already doing better than them. They was looking at us. That's why they wanted us to come up under them, because they saw how good we had it. They saw how good we were doing it. They saw how good we were doing this in Black Wall Street. They saw it. And what did they? They wanted to get us back up under their thumb, so that they can be more in control of us. And what did we do? We heard Martin Luther King's dream, which was a nightmare for us, and we got back up under our enemies. And what did we do? And what happened? Then they put drugs in our neighborhood, okay? They put our men. They told us, okay, you can't, if you have a man, you can't live, you can't get Section 8, you can't get welfare, you can't get a whole lot of programs, okay, that they were offering with our men in our homes, right? So what did we choose to do? We chose the programs over our men, and we put our men out, okay? Now, this is how we started. Let's be honest. Let's be truthful here. If we really want to understand what's going on, when you have a man that has five babies and he's not taking care of any of them, and then you turn around and want to get pregnant by him, and then you get mad because he's not doing what you think he should be doing, but he's doing what he was taught to do. He's doing what he was taught by master to do. He's doing what he saw grandfather doing. He's doing what his dad did, okay? His dad wasn't there, and you expect him to be there? Come on, ladies. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't. You guys may get mad and upset, but it doesn't. That's not how it works. We are getting into some real issues, black women issues here. This is a time for healing. That's why I call the book of Mother's Love, because we talk about healing. It literally took me years to write this book because I wanted the finished product. And some of this is in the book. But I want us to get to the place where we're thinking different and we're doing things different. We're stepping it up. And, yes, we're going to talk about some men issues. So let's talk about that. Let's get back to it, okay? So when Reagan and Nixon put drugs in our neighborhood on purpose to divide our families, okay, we fell for it, women. We did. We took the program that wasn't enough to feed us. It still wasn't enough. So if you had kept your men and worked it together, two paychecks would have been better than one in a half, because you wouldn't. He had a half of one, but then now they were going to offer you something that wasn't even enough to feed anybody. Okay, it was enough to feed one child. Then when you had two, you still was lacking. So you could have kept your man at home, and he could have gotten his own business, because in those days they could have done a whole lot of operating with transportation, fixing on cars. He could have literally opened up his own business. And in those days, black folk was supporting one another, right? So what would have been the problem with you coming up with your own, okay, coming up with your own business, just like now? Now is the opportune time for black folk to come up with their own businesses. And I see them every day. I'm seeing businesses come open all the time. And I'm like, wow, look at Israel coming up. Look at us. We coming up. We moving up in the world. Which is great, but only thing, we have to start supporting those businesses. If you see a black business, a black-owned business, put it on Facebook. Advertise for that business. I do it all the time. I'll go into a business, and I'll put it right out there, because I want us to understand that we are coming up. It is our time now. We're not any longer at the bottom. We're coming up slowly but surely, but do you even recognize it? I don't even think we recognize it. So this is what I'm saying. Let's get back to the basics, okay? So I keep getting off focus as far as the story, because I'm trying to show you the steps. So they told us, okay, you can't have a man in your house. We're going to give you this little piece of check. And we said, okay, master, we'll take the check, and we're going to put our men out. So therefore, we put our men out. Who was doing what for our boys? They were teaching and training their sons how to be men. They were teaching their sons how to be husbands. They were teaching their sons how to be fathers. They were teaching their sons how to be providers. And guess what? When we put them out the house, did we replace them with anything? No. We showed our boys that the women got it, that the women can do it, that the women got, we can do it, we can handle this. But why did we have to handle it by ourselves when we had help? You got into this feminist stuff, okay, that white women, they still kept their husbands down. But told you, You don't need a man. You can do this by yourself, did they not? And what did we do? We said, oh, okay, we don't need our men. So white women kept their men, but we got rid of ours. Really? Did that even sound right? No. We got rid of our men, and they kept their men because we're feminists now. But what were we teaching our boys? Our men was there to teach our boys how to be husbands, fathers, and how to be providers. And those, they knew that. Reagan and Nixon knew what they were doing. When they put those drugs in our neighborhood, they knew exactly what they were doing. We didn't understand. We didn't have a clue because they offered us a welfare check that was half of nothing. Probably wasn't even $100. I'm just saying, probably one child was, what, maybe $70 in them days. I'm guessing. But it still wasn't enough because if you had three kids, if you got $200, that would have been a good welfare check, but I don't even think it was that much. But you traded your husband for a welfare check. You traded your husband for your son now to grow up without a mentor, without that man that's going to teach him how to be a man. Because there is no way, women, that we can teach our sons how to be anything but little girls. We'll make them emotional men. They're strong in strength, but weak mentally. Because they'll take on our women traits. They'll take on our whiny emotional traits. And then that's why you got a lot of men nowadays, they're whiners. They act just like women. They gossip. They act worse than women, some of them. And then we have little boys that's around here switching because guess what? They looking at women, putting on our makeup. As 2-year-olds, we got them doing what? Wearing our little heels. Little boys, yes. He's got on your little wig, and he's walking around the house, and you think it's cute. No, it's not cute. No, it's not, because that's how all that other crazy stuff is starting, okay? Because he didn't have a man there to teach him how to be a man, because you put the man out the house, and we decided to take a check instead. So now you're looking at your little boy with a little wig on, and now he got a little dress on, now he got your little heels on. You say, oh, it's so cute. No, that's not cute. You're starting another trend. And that's what we did. We made our boys weak. We made our boys, we allowed them to become our husbands. Oh, I'm going to get on that next week. That's going to be a topic for next week. That's going to be my Thursday topic. Okay, so I want you guys to tune in at 7 o'clock on Thursday, and we're going to talk about that. Did we replace our husbands with our sons? That's the topic for Thursday. Okay, did we replace our husbands with our sons? I'm just saying. You want your son to do what? And some of these women, y'all baby these boys so bad, it's pathetic. They don't even know how to be men. They don't even know how to do, they don't know how to clean. They don't know how to do anything. They don't even know how to get up and get a job because you don't expect them to do anything because you baby them. And then you pay the price for them. And then my daughters got to put up with your spoiled brats who don't know how to who don't know how to go out and get a job, who can't pay a bill, who don't want to pay a bill, who don't feel like he has to pay a bill because mama been doing it. So now he expects his wife to do it. Come on now. I know I'm making some women mad, but I want to make you mad because I want to make you think. I want us black women to start making, you got to keep the mentors around. You got to stop having babies with just anybody. You got to stop being baby mamas. You got to stop with the baby daddies. Enough is enough. We've done it. We've tried it. It's not working. Time to do something different. It's time for us to do something different. And until you do something different, nothing is going to get better in the black community. It is time for us to walk in the ways of Yah. It is time for us to walk in his way. He's already laid it out in his word. He told us what to do. But you want to be around white folk and you want them to tell you what to do, how to do it, and when. No, we don't need them telling us nothing. We're supposed to be training them. You're so busy trying to run up behind them that you're allowing, you're mixing and mingling, and you're allowing your open enemies to, these people who are raising shooters and killers and terror, I'm just being real. These people have sons who are shooting up schools, okay, shooting up churches, shooting up synagogues, and you want them, and you're allowing them to come in your house and tell you what to do with your son? Are you freaking kidding me or what? Something's wrong with this picture. Something is definitely wrong. No. You're supposed to be teaching them. They're supposed to be showing them how to parent. Okay, we got it down pat. We know how to parent. Okay, but we have to stop and smell the coffee and get those mentors back. I know, ladies, I know, you've already put the dance out. You've already, you know, you won't have let them visit. No, you're wrong. If that man wants to be there, he wants to be involved, he wants to be in that child's life. If it didn't work between you guys, which is sad, because I believe it takes two. It takes two parents. Okay, one parent cannot. One, the father can't do it by himself, and the wife can't. The woman can't do it by herself. Okay, it takes two in order to have a whole child. It's going to take both of you guys raising that son together. You cannot do this by yourself. You cannot. And for you even trying, shame on you, because that's totally against the word anyway. If you really looked at it, that's totally against y'all's word. That's what your open enemy wanted you to do, because they interfered on purpose, okay? They took the men out the home, okay? And we pushed them out. We helped. But guess what? We didn't have to. We could have kept that men. We could have stuck together, because you'd have allowed Becky to come in and tell you, girl, you don't need no man. And the very one that was telling you that you didn't need no man had her man and then came and took your man. Now you ain't got none, and she got hers and yours. So now what? You can't get mad at Becky. You have to get mad at yourself, because I don't need a man. I don't need him for nothing but one thing. What? Seriously? You want to struggle? Are you serious? Uh-uh. Them days over. The devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. I'm not going to do that. It is time for us women to get it together. To get it together. If you see this man with five babies and he ain't taking care of one, why in the world would you think he's going to take care of yours? You can see the pattern. You see how he grew up. You met his mom. You've seen the men that's around his mom. You've seen his examples. What examples? Let's talk about the examples. If I'm dating a guy, if you're dating a guy, and you go to his house, ladies, now, I'm talking about the little teenagers now. Hopefully you'll pass this on to your granddaughters, you know, 13, 14, 15-year-olds, okay, high schoolers. If you're dating a guy, ladies, my young ladies, and you go to visit his mom, okay, you're at his house and you're going for dinner, okay, and you just happen to see his mother's boyfriend in the kitchen, and they're having a little spat, okay, when you get there. They already arguing, already, you know, he already cuffing her out, right? So he hauls off and hit her, okay? What would you do? Are you still going to date him? And I guarantee you the answer is yes. You know why the answer is yes for some? You know why? The answer should not be yes, but I'm going to tell you why you're saying yes. Because he's not hit you, and that's what you'll tell me. But guess what? He will. How do I know that? Because guess what? You just went in that house, and you saw his mom being abused by her boyfriend, okay, who's been around this young man. And he's probably been there for 10 years, maybe. He's probably saw this for the last 5 years. He probably saw every man that his mom got abused her. So guess what? He's learned those ways. He's learned the ways. And eventually, it's going to come out. 9 times out of 10, if you grow up in an abusive household, you will either become abusive or you will be abused. 9 times out of 10, because that's what you're around. That's what you are around. You don't know any better. You don't, unless you're introduced to, unless a strong mentor, like an uncle, comes around and takes you under his wing and say, son, let me tell you something. Let me show you how to treat a woman. Unless you have a positive role model like that, that's the only way you're going to learn the difference. That's the only way you're going to do it different. That's the only way you're going to do it better. That's the only way you're not going to follow in that man's footsteps that you saw as a mentor that abused your mom, because you'll see something different. But if you're not introduced to something different, you're going to repeat that same process that you hated. The same thing that you hated your mom going through, her being abused and her being beat by her boyfriend, you are going to go through that, because that's all you saw. You understand what I'm saying? So let's change the narrative, ladies. Let's get some healing. Let's become whole before we start having babies. Let's become whole before we start dating these dysfunctional men that will beat the heck out of you every chance they get. Let's become whole so that we can have whole families. If you're not whole, there is no way you're going to have a whole baby. You can't. You're going to produce a half of a baby because you're a half. You got to be whole in order to produce a whole. A half of a circle don't get a whole circle. You just have two halves. Unless you're a full circle, you cannot produce a full circle. Childhood is everything. If you have a horrible childhood, you are going to have a horrible adult life. Think about what I just said. It all starts with childhood. And in my book, A Mother's Love, we have a lot of issues. We talk about a lot of topics. We talk about prison moms. We talk about daddy, where are you? Topics about what happens to a child when they don't have that mother's love, what happens to a child, how society fails. We have a lot of great topics in my book, and this is why I'm doing Sunday nights, because I want you guys to understand the gist, some of the topics that's in the book, okay? I want you guys to understand that it is time for us to heal. It is time for us to shine, and it is time to get God, Yah's best. It's enough is enough. We have been accepting less. We've been accepting lack because we felt that that's all we deserve. We deserve so much better. But let's start the healing process in the Black community so that we can be entrepreneurs, so that we can get to the place where we're learning something new, so that we can understand a newness, because there's so much more to y'all than what we even, that even begins to meet the eye, you guys. Once we understand who and whose we are, and once we understand that we were something before slavery, that we came from greatness, you guys. We are greatness. Look in the mirror and look and see the greatness within you. It's going to take you seeing the greatness in you in order to see the greatness in somebody else, in order to accept his greatness. Then that way, you know, a man won't be able to come up to you that's dysfunctional and portray it like it's functional, like it's good. No, you'll be like, I know, not having that. Not interested in that, because that's dysfunction. And I recognize dysfunction now. But you have first got to recognize it in you in order to recognize it in somebody else. Because if you're used to dysfunction, you're going to draw dysfunction. If you're used to something that's not dysfunctional, you won't accept dysfunction. And I see a whole lot of dysfunction in the Black community, and I'm tired of seeing it. Starting with the schools. It's going to start with us opening up our own schools. I've seen a school on Facebook. I can't remember. It's on my page. I cannot remember the name of that school. And it's in Jamestown. And I was just texting the lady, messaging her, and I'm like, do you do the Cyberly? Because if she can have a school and somebody in Virginia she can connect with, and somebody in Virginia that has maybe a library, or they're at the library, they can come up, or in their home, and they can get a group of kids in their home and do homeschooling in their home and allow her, that school, to teach their children cyberly, and you just have that adult there to kind of, you know, make sure that order is there, make sure the kids are doing the work. Why can't we do online schools like that? Why can't we? Am I on the right track here? I'm just trying to, I'm fishing here, but it sounds good, but how does it sound to you? I'm trying to, we have to get our children out of these dysfunctional schools. You got a whole lot of dysfunction getting ready to happen in these schools. I don't want my baby to be, I don't want our children to be taught about LGBT, LMNOP. You can't teach them about African history, but you can teach them about how to be gay. Seriously? No, thank you. You're not going to teach mine that. And we can have our own schools, and it's going to start with us first getting our babies out of these schools in order for them to have true history, true African, true Israelite history, true Yah history, for them to really understand who they are. That's where it starts. It's going to start with us first, introducing them to newness, introducing them to the King, introducing them to Yah. And people say, who is Yah? You guys call him, some Christians call him Jesus, but check out the letter J. Just got in the alphabet 400 years ago, okay? What did they call him before then? Look it up. That's your question of the day. That is your assignment for today. So when you see me next Sunday, or when you see me Thursday at 7 p.m., okay, on Blog Talk Radio, or calling back or for Facebook, you'll be able to give me the answer, okay? Because it is time for truth, you guys. It is time for us to start teaching our children truth. And I guarantee you, once they know who they are, once they find out who they are, once they walk in the truth and understand the true history, I guarantee you, you'll see a difference not only in them, but in yourself. Once you find out who you really are, you'll see a newness in yourself. You won't accept nothing but Yah's best. You won't even look at nothing. You won't even attract nothing but Yah's best. all them crazy, all that crazy dysfunction, like the one guy who is Billy Porter that's walking around in the dress, that nonsense right there, you be brother. We're not doing that in the black community. We're not allowing them to change the agenda. We're not allowing them to genocide us. We're not allowing that dysfunction in our community. You got to take that somewhere else. And I think we have to start banning people like that in our there's no room for you in this community. If that's what you insist on doing, if that's how you insist on dressing, no, you're not welcomed here. No, you're not going to walk in dysfunction. We're not allowing dysfunction. We are doing it Yah's way. And Yah's against that behavior. He'll love you, but he's totally against that behavior. He's not going to allow that. And people say, well, God love. No, hold on now. Come on now. Come on. You got to be honest. You have to be real. You have to be honest. It's time for black folks to be honest, okay? And that's the problem. We're not being honest enough. We're just accepting anything because of our dysfunction. So we think we have to stay dysfunctional. No. Let's get the healing. This is why I'm here on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. A Mother Love, that's what we call it, a Mother's Love. And I have a Mother's Love parenting group on Facebook, okay? That's for women that are ready. Get my book. Let's read it together. Let's grow. Let's do some healing. Let me help you to recognize the dysfunction. And I'm not saying that, come on, no, we all have stuff. We all have issues. We all have things that we need to work on. But we can do it together. We can do it together because I got some stuff I need to work on, and I need some help. We can do this thing together, but it's going to take us being honest and seeing the issues and seeing the problems and working toward a common goal, working toward the end game. And the end game is becoming healthy so that you can attract a healthy king, so you can attract a healthy king, so that you can have healthy princes and princesses, right? Yes, that's what we want. If you're growing your son up and he's a thug, you know that little nigga's a thug. You just know he's terrorizing the whole neighborhood. He's selling drugs. He's out there drinking. He's out there thugging. He's out there hoeing. He's out there, you know, calling women bees. And no. You see your son. You see that nonsense. What are you gonna do about it? You are responsible for that mess. So if something happens to him, he have an early death. Guess whose fault it is, mom and dad? Guess whose fault? Yours, because guess what? Yah told you. He gave you the principles. He gave you the journal. He gave you the direction. He told you how to raise your children. He told you. And you're not following the plan. You're following your thuggishness. You're following your stuff. You're showing him this thug stuff. You got them men around him that didn't show him how to be a thug. That's on you. You showed him this. Every behavior that your son is displaying now, he learned it from you, mom and dad. He learned it from you not being there. Because guess what? If you were there together and you would have saw your son acting a fool, you'd have said, son, we're not doing that. We're doing it a new way. We're not doing that. We're doing it this way. We're doing it that way, right? But guess what, dad? You weren't there. But you want to blame the woman. Well, you were raised. No. You spit that seed. Okay, that's firm seed. You spit it. Okay, you spit it out. She received it, she incubated it, and it was you know it was there. So you can't say, I didn't know I had a son. Yes, you did. But what did you do? You walked away. You don't drop no seed and just walk away. You're responsible for that seed. And we talked about that last week, the topic last week, and I had over 500 people to visit the page of Blog Talk. And the topic was, he said he didn't want any babies, but you got pregnant. Is it his responsibility? Yes, it's his responsibility. You know why? Because you knew that you didn't want any babies. And if you knew you didn't want any babies, man, you should have covered it up. That's why they make rubbers. Or you should have just said, I'm not having sex until I find the perfect woman, until I find the woman that Yah has chosen for me. That way you know it's going to work and it's going to be permanent. And you're not going to have to go through 1, 2, 3, and 4 wives. I'm just saying. I'm just being honest. Okay, I'm not here to judge. Please, I'm not, promise you, I'm not here to judge any of you. But I'm just saying, let's do better. Let's get the healing that it's going to take for us to do this. Let's do better. We can do this. Let's start paying attention to what's going on. What can we do as a group? I told you we can start teaching our children something different. Men and women, we can start healing.
fathers, you can be there for your sons. Your sons need you. Oh, my God, I just cannot tell you enough how your sons need you. Yes, you had about these crazy women, but guess what? You was crazy, too, because that's what you drew to you at the time. So guess what? You can't call her crazy without calling yourself crazy because that's what you drew to you. Okay? That's what you drew to yourself. So now let's do it different. You get the healing you need, then you'll draw the woman that Yah has for you, and it'll flow. I'm not going to say it's going to be perfect because it's not, because you know the enemy get busy when it's right, okay? He will get busy, trust me. Trust and believe me. You'll be like, oh, my God, this can't be the right one. This can't be, but it is. I'm just saying. But you have to get the healing you need. Me and you know you have a son out there. I don't care if you ain't talked to that son and he's 5 right now. It's still not too late. I don't care if he's 14. It's still not too late. I don't care if he's 21. It's still not too late. I don't care if he's 30. It's still not too late. As long as you're breathing, he's breathing, it's not too late. You're going to have to work for it now. And some, maybe not. Maybe he's been waiting for you, Dad. But it's time for you to make amends. It's time for you, men, to make amends. It's time for you to make it right. It's time for you to do better. It's time for you. And even men that have not had babies yet or who has a girlfriend that's pregnant now who's saying, man, I don't even like her. But guess what? It doesn't matter if you like her or not. You had that baby. You lay down with her. Even though you might not have wanted that baby, but obviously you did because you didn't cover it up, you are still responsible for that child. Yes, you are still responsible. Even if she's crazy, guess what? You crazy too because you had to be crazy in order to draw crazy because crazy ain't going to draw crazy unless you're crazy. I'm just saying. If she a fool, that means at the point when you drew her, you was a fool too. Okay? I'm just trying to help you out. At that time, you was a fool too. So get the healing that you need. So that the next woman, when Yah does bring you your woman, your queen, you will know how to treat her, and she will really be that queen for you. But if you already have babies out there or if you already have a woman that's pregnant, do it different. Don't walk away. Do not walk away. Because that child, it's not about her. It's not about you. It's about that baby. It's about that seed that you produced. Let's do it different, men. You can't always drop a seed and be gone. I can't tolerate her. I don't want to hear it. You are a man. Man up. Stop acting like a, okay? I don't even want to say it. Man up. Get out of your emotions that you learned from your mother because your mother raised you. Get out of your emotions, okay? And think about that child. Think about his future. Think about that woman. Can I teach that baby, that boy, how to be a man? How to be a father, how to be a protector, how to be a husband. And if you didn't have your fathers, then you better get some books. You better come on, get some healing. We better get some men groups here that need to start teaching our men, teaching our boys how to be men, how to open the doors, how to be responsible, how to be caretakers, how to be fathers, we got to start doing it different. It's not going to just happen out the blue. Ladies, I'm getting ready to get on you too. And you have men that want to be around these boys, they want to be fathers. They want to be fathers, but you give them so much hell when they come over there. Shut your mouth because you hurt and you mad because it didn't work the way you figured it should. Because you was wrong in the first place for getting pregnant and you knew he didn't want babies or you knew you weren't ready and you just wanted one. And you didn't have a job when you got pregnant. Oh, yeah, I'm getting on you, ladies, because I know you, because I'm one. But I ain't do it like that. I'm just saying. I'm a woman. But guess what? I didn't want to do it like that. I waited till I was married to have my baby. I said that from way when I was young. I said, I'm not having everybody's baby. I'm having a baby and have to do it by myself. That was my thinking now. Come on, I was on the right track now. But ladies, you know that he is ready and he wants to be that baby's daddy. But you are so hurt because it didn't wind up the way you wanted it to, or he's not doing it the way you figure he should or the way you think he should. He's doing it his way. He grew up different than you. Let him be there. Give him the opportunity to be a father. Give him the opportunity to grow. Get some books. Read up on this thing. Get some counseling. Yes, I believe in therapists. I believe that so wholeheartedly. I believe that everybody in the Black community need to get a therapist because we are so dysfunctional. We are so dysfunctional. We have so much hurt. We have so much dysfunction going on. And I believe that get a Black therapist, one that's already done the work, one that's doing the work now, or have done the work, because Black therapists know what goes on in Black communities. White therapists cannot help you because they have no idea what it is to be Black. They have no idea what it is to grow up in a Black community, in a Black home, in a Black family, because most of them had their mom and dad, and they probably had some dysfunction going on with them. No, you want a Black therapist, male or female, that can help you through this growth period so that we can begin to heal, to get better, to do better. Because aren't you tired of what's going on? Aren't you tired of what you're seeing? Aren't you tired of just the disappointment? Aren't you tired of just the headache of you? And it's not even him. It's you, ladies. It's you, man. It's you. You've been pointing your finger at that girl since she got pregnant, but you didn't rail rubber. So whose fault was it? If you didn't want a baby, then you should have just not slept with her or covered it up. I'm just being real. I'm tired of hearing these excuses. It's not about you. Like I said, it's about that baby. And ladies, it's not about you. It's not about you because you should have been on birth control. You should have covered it up. You just did something. You know you weren't. You didn't even have a job. You knew you didn't have a job. You knew. But you wanted, no, you ain't going to get nothing. You're going to get just what you got by yourself. Because he had told you he didn't want no baby. You know you already saw what he was doing with those other babies. Nothing. You saw it, and you disregarded what you saw, and now you're mad. Who are you mad at? Be mad at yourself, ladies. Be mad at yourself. You bought this on yourself. He told you. He showed you that he wasn't going to do nothing with that baby. He showed you because he wasn't doing nothing with the other babies. The other 5, 6 babies he got. Got 10, probably 10 babies, and ain't doing nothing with none of them. But you saw that, but you disregarded that because you thought that you was going to do it different. You thought, oh, I'm going to do this different. No, you're not going to do it different. You saw the pattern. So let's get the healing that we need so that we can be great producers of great, amazing people, healed up people, people that have dreams and aspirations besides getting high, being gay. We got a lot of gayness in the Black community because we dropped the ball. Dads, you allowed women to raise your sons without you there. You got little girls. They so weak. You got little boy girls. They so weak. They can't. They cry at a drop of a hat. Will fight like a girl and argue like a woman. What? Men don't argue like that. Men walk away. But you got some men out here will argue with you like they're a woman and will win argument. Come on. What in the world? We got a disaster going on here. But whose fault is that, man? And you look at your son, he'd be, oh, yeah, just like his mama. What? Blame yourself because you weren't there. If you had been there, or you get him on the weekends, or you get him through the week, or you get him in the summertime, if the woman got him through school in the summertime, he is yours. Get your daycare together and get your son for the summer and teach him some man things. But you got to learn them first because some of you grew up without a dad. Do it different. Get in there and ask y'all, show me how to be a father. Show me. He is the only one that can show you how to be the dad to your son that you need. I grew up without him. I didn't have a dad. But guess what? My mom worked a lot. But I asked y'all, teach me how to raise these girls. Yeah, I can't do this by myself because I had no idea how to do it. But every step, every minute, I asked him how. Do I raise every age when they turn 2? Yeah, I ain't never did this. How do I raise a 2-year-old? When they turn 3, yeah, I ain't never raised a 3-year-old. How do I raise a 3-year-old? And they both were so different, 9 days. I had to learn their love languages. I had to learn 5 love languages. You guys do know that of your children, okay? One likes the what? Touch, communication, affirmation, gifts. Okay, it's one more. Quality time. Those are 5 love languages that everybody here has. And I have a test. I'm going to try to put it on my Facebook page, and you guys can make a copy of it or have it, you know, send it to yourself and have it, send it to your Gmail or your email account and print it off and take that test. I'm going to try to find it. I do have a copy. But I want you to take this love language test and find out what your children love. Find out what your love language is first. Then I want you to find out what your child's love language is, okay? And I want you to start operating and find out what your wife's, what your girlfriend's love language is. For the ones that are married, find out what your wife's love language is. Because if it's quality time and you're giving her gifts to her, you're not giving her what she needs. So that's why you see the attitude, because you're not giving her quality time. because she needs quality time, and you're giving her gifts because you like gifts. No, because you like gifts, that may not be her love language. Her love language is quality time. That means sitting on the couch watching a movie with her, just rubbing on her shoulder. That's quality time, man. And you wonder, man, I'm doing all I can for this woman, and she still ain't happy because you're not feeding her love tank. There's a book, Five Love Languages of Marriage. Get it, men, the ones that are married. The five love languages of marriage. You only have five love languages. And some operate more than one, but you have one that's your major. Mine is quality time. I'm telling you, if you can do that, spend that quality time with her or give her that gift or, affirmation. Oh, baby, you look good. Oh, my goodness, look at that outfit. Oh, you look good. Yeah. That's affirmation. Men need that, okay? You have to feel that love tank and find out what your child's love language is and feel that love language because you might be giving them affirmation. Oh, my girls look so, look at my little lady. But she might need a hug. She might need you to just sit down and just hold her one day. Ladies, gentlemen, it's okay to hug you. It's okay to hold your children. It's okay to hold your 11-year-old men. It's okay to hold your 11-year-old ladies. It's okay. Give your child more affection. If you want more, if you see that that's their love language, give it to them. Find out what their love language is. And let's get the healing in the Black community. Let's be better. We can do this. We really can. But you got to want to do it. Some of us, you doing the same thing that your mom and your dad did to you. Your dad wasn't there, you ain't there. Your mom wasn't there, your mom was alcoholic, your mom was on drugs, and you're doing the same thing. Why, when you knew what that did to you, when your mom did it to you, why would you repeat the same thing that your mom did to you with your children? That made no sense. You know your mom was out there. You know your mom, different men was in the house and been molested, and you doing that same stuff to your child. Tell me why. That's unacceptable. Nobody that's connected to y'all should be doing the same thing that your parents, or even if you're not connected to y'all, you should not be doing the same thing that your mom did to you, and you know how that felt. You know how you felt when your mom wasn't there. You know how you felt when your mom never came to your basketball games. You know how it felt when your mom embarrassed you in front of your friends. You know how it felt when she cussed you out and called you all kind of names. You know how it felt. Why do that to you? You know how it felt when your dad left you. You know how it felt when your mom left you. Why would you do that to your own children? Again, why repeat the same dysfunction? Family, let's do it different. We got to do it different. We cannot. And thank you, Mr. Douglas, about the great read. Thank you. I see you. Thank you. But we have to do it different. We cannot keep doing it the same way and expect to get different results. You're going to get the same results if you do it the same way your dad or your mom did it. You're going to get the same results. So it's really up to you. What kind of relationship do you want with your kids? The same that you had with your mom? Or you want to do something different? You can have the same kind of relationship. I'm just sitting up here, I'm just thinking because we have to get back to the basics. And you have to understand that back in the day, our grandpa had sometimes a whole family on the other side of the town. Remember that? I know I started out saying that, but our grandfathers had two. I remember a real close friend of mine when I was little. I think we had just graduated, and her dad had a whole new woman on the other side of town and ended up dying with that other woman. So you know how his wife felt. He was married, yes. But I'm telling you, and I've known that to happen a couple times. And this other man that I knew, he ended up leaving in his will everything he left to the girlfriend. Seriously, and he was married to this woman for like 40 years, his woman. He was married to his wife 40 years. End up leaving the girlfriend, everything. And I'm telling you, I would have bought him back and I'd have reached. I'm just saying. I'd have bought him back. He'd have come back for this one. I'm just saying. I'd have revived that Negro and, yeah, seriously. I'd say, y'all, let me get him, y'all. Come on. We got to do something here because this ain't going to work. I'm just saying. But we have to understand that we look at our boys and we wonder why are men doing what they're doing? because it all stemmed from slavery. It all stemmed. You know, Grandpa had women on the other side of town, and the little boy saw it. And you know, your uncles had women on the other side of town. You remember when you were little and your uncle had about 3-4 women. And your brother, ladies, your brother had three or four girlfriends calling him. And you saw that, and, you know, and you take up for him. Okay? Come on, you guys. This is where it stems from. But, man, it is time to do it different. It is time out for all that playing around, because I'm going to tell you what, it comes back. It comes back to bite you. You have sons that's copying you. You have sons now that saw you have 3 and 4 girlfriends, or saw his mom dating, you know, have boyfriend after boyfriend after boyfriend, and they were all abusive. So guess what? He's abusive. You know, that comes back. But we want to do it different in the Black community. This is why I wrote the book, Mother's Love. It's time to do it different. It's time to get our healing. It is time for us to be better men and better women. It is time for us in the Black community to step it up, because right now we're waiting for somebody else to do what we can do for ourselves. We can learn this. We can educate our own children. We can pull back from them. And I guarantee you, once we start pulling back and they start seeing us pull back, we're gonna see the difference in our community. But you've got to start somewhere. First, we start educating our own. That's the first thing. And then, ladies and men, we get the healing that we need. And I believe everybody, I've told you this before, I believe everybody in the Black community should get counseling. We need therapy, because we've seen some dysfunction in our families, and we just pass them down from generation to generation. But when are we going to do different? When are we going to expect something different? And when are we going to take a different route? Because we've been passing this mess down for too long. We got children off the chain. Because I'm going to tell you what, 40, 50-year-olds, we dropped the ball. We dropped the freaking ball, you guys, because our children are off the chain. Our children are terrible. We did not pass down what y'all told us to pass down to them. We didn't pass anything. We spoiled the heck out of them. We gave them everything they needed, everything they wanted. They have no respect for anybody. They don't have respect for you. We didn't spoil them so bad, it's ridiculous. They don't even acknowledge, they don't have no respect for you. We dropped the ball, and we don't have anybody to blame but ourselves. So now, because we dropped the ball, now my daughter's got to be bothered with these brats that y'all created. My daughter's got to be bothered with these little liars. My daughter's got to be bothered with these little men that's acting like women, whining and crying and then all emotional and just switching around here. Can't even, come on. My girls have to put up with these dysfunctional boys that these women raised and the men walked away from, so they're acting more like women than they are men. And then you looking at your son, and oh, my God, he acts like his mama. Well, I guess so. What was you? So don't blame the mama, because you weren't there. If you were there, he'd act more like you, men, right? So don't blame her. Oh, I'm getting on both men and women, because it is time for us to come together. If you have a son out there, if you've not seen him, you need to get on that phone. You need to call him or write him a letter, and you need to have a meet day, a lunch day, and you need to apologize to that son for not being there and not doing your fatherly duties that Yah told you. And I'm talking about the men that's in church every Sunday and not taking care of their own family. You're taking care of somebody else's child before you will your own. You need to be ashamed of yourself. Women, you need to be ashamed of yourself. You better than that man's son than you are to your own. Are you serious? Are you serious? I am so glad that you guys decided to join me tonight. But we're going to continue this next Sunday. We're going to have part two. And we're going to talk about some serious things on the Sunday broadcast. And meet me here on Thursday. It's at 7 o'clock on Thursdays. It's going to be on Facebook from now on and Blog Talk. I gave you the number for Blog Talk. It's 563-999-3682. And we're going to continue this conversation. We're going to continue this conversation. I do appreciate you joining me, you guys, and I just want you to like and share. And don't forget to think about what I said. I'm not fussing. I'm just trying to get us back on track, you guys. And order my book. Order the book. Go ahead and order the book. And you have daughters? Get the book, A Mother's Love for Your Daughters. It's only $15. It's only $15. Order the book, because I think it'll do good for some of our daughters. They need this book. You guys know some of our daughters need these books, okay? Need this book. But we just want to do something different. We want to start the healing in our community. And the only way it's going to start with us. So I do appreciate you joining. Take care, and we'll see you next Sunday at 7 o'clock. We'll see you Thursday at 7 o'clock on Thursday. Take care, you guys. So, yes, I am so glad that you guys, I only had to, I did this on Facebook, and I had to hang up from Facebook so I can get back on my my blog talk. But I am just so grateful that you guys came. And we're going to end tonight's broadcast. It's 8 o'clock. We're going to end. But just join me here every Sunday and every Thursday at 7 o'clock. I appreciate all of the ones that called in and all the comments. And just like and share, and let other people know that we're doing some different things. We're doing some things here. We're making it happen. And I appreciate you, and thank you so much for joining. Lord Jesus, look at this thing. Oh, my Lord. I don't know what happened here, but we... Oh, my Jesus. Oh, my Lord. I don't know how to turn this thing off. I'm sorry, you guys. Hang on in there with me. I don't know what we did. But you guys hang in there with me. I do appreciate you guys for tuning in, though. I'm trying to start me some music. So. Oh, Lord, I don't know. I'm still doing this, you guys, so hang in there with me. Hang in there with me. Okay.
Against your home, the enemy came up against your children, the enemy came up against your name.